back to old school with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Get that Nelly move. Lunatics, baby. Come on, Jay Foreman.
Did you guys see the thing where the Irv Gotti? You know, because he was with Ashanti.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, she obviously went missing in action, then popped up on TV with Nelly, said he was at home.
Yeah, little man.
Because he was watching a basketball game, and they, you know, had, like, a big commotion.
A little heated. Little thing. You know, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Tragic.
What's going on here? You know, couple things. The Cubs and Cardinals announced that they will play in London in 2023. The Cubs and Cardinals will play in London.
Good for them.
As Major League Baseball heads back to the United Kingdom. They will play two games at London Stadium, June 23rd and 24th of 2023. Question for you.
Yes.
Would you travel to see Major League Baseball in another country?
I wanted to go to watch the Yankees play the Red Sox in London when they played. But
would you go?
I mean, I would. First off, because, you know, I've never been to another country. And secondly, because baseball's fun.
Jay, you hear that? He's never been to another country.
I don't even have a passport.
Why, Rico?
You better get it, man. It's taking almost nine months for some people to get them.
What are you doing?
Do you have any plans?
I don't have any plans to leave the country.
Not even to visit family somewhere else?
I got family in Puerto Rico. I don't need a passport to go
No,
there.
But get the passport. You can go see the world.
I should, but I ain't got no plans to go see the world yet.
All you got to do is fill out a piece of paper.
Okay, maybe I will.
Bruh, man.
What?
So, story is this. Kyle Busch, two-time NASCAR Series champion, and his family escaped the Mall of America shooting. Bloomington police said they were searching for the suspect, but Bush and his wife were there. They posted Instagram videos showing their son winning a youth racing event and then riding roller coasters. And then he says, if you're seeing the news about the shooting, we got out and we're safe. Praying others are the others inside too. The videos were... You know, just living life. Living life. And then somebody having a day doing their thing. Jay Foreman, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I mean, it's football time. So it's time to start cranking it up, man. You know, and I was thinking about, you know, I've been talking about how, you know, the team should take the – mindset, because, you know, I'm not trying to talk for the team, but I think just people need to embrace the expectations and be good with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, okay, well, they need to start to be thinking, like, we're going to make ourselves right and make people right versus prove people wrong. Well, if that's the case, I don't want to contradict myself and I want to check myself, then, you know, I'm saying, oh, we need to win by 1 point. The most important thing is to win the game. True, but if the expectations are what they should be, that should be irrelevant.
Should.
Right?
Sure.
So the mindset needs to be to go and dominate and conquer. So, you know, dominate and conquer isn't a 1 point victory. So I've changed my statement.
Okay. We've got about 3 minutes, and I want to bring up the story for Jay. For New Orleans, Trevor Penning's demeanor and nastiness as a player were considered to be good qualities when it came to evaluating him as a prospect.
All right.
But he's kicked out of practice for the third fight in as many days.
Jay Smart Foreman. Man. He's already pulling a vet move.
Kicked him out of OTAs.
So his agent must have told him, like, you fight two more days, and you get a free day off. He's like, oh, really? Cool.
Okay.
They had video of it. The dude, he's
it didn't look.
He's a little overboard for practice. He is.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Doing a little too much?
He's doing way too much.
Okay.
doing a little too much.
He's not doing that against like Cam Jordan or something. He's doing it against dudes that ain't gonna really bite back. But they just need one guy to just walk up to him in the lunchroom and just sock him good. Well, because number one, like, I'm all fine for you playing through the echo of the whistle and trying to be nasty and bring it, set the tone and all that. But these are teammates, number one. You need it in the NFL. You do have to protect each other because everybody's trying to go out there and earn a paycheck. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, number three, you can get somebody hurt doing that. You can get an innocent bystander hurt. You know, like if he got into like a DB and kind of threw him, you know, kind of, you know, he can pick a guy up and just finish him. Well, there could be a lineman walking by, and then he gets his ankle rolled up on, and that might be the other starter. Now he's out for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, so there's stuff to it that's deeper than himself, but I like his mentality. I welcome it, but yeah, he's a little overboard because he was doing this overboard stuff down at the Senior Bowl. And then I think the dude from Ohio State had to
handle,
you know, punch him a little bit.
My thought process was, you know, I'd never been in these situations, but it was this guy was at Northern Iowa. He worked this hard to get to, you know, becoming a first-round pick, so you knew he was going to work hard.
Yeah, it's part of the reason why he got drafted was his mentality. And I saw the interview where he's like, you know, just ask me why I love football. He's like, I can legally assault somebody. Well, I mean, you go against Aaron Donald, do that, dude. Aaron Donald, you're not going to do that against him.
Right.
So, you know, but I like
on the mentality. Field or because you're going to pay off the field. Like he's going to.
Yeah, Aaron Donald will come see you.
Yeah. So yeah, it's going to be that. All right. That'll do it for Old School for the week this week. Hey, gang. 101, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk pro wrestling.
Get all your friends in here.
Andre the Giant is the greatest wrestler of all time. Come at me.
You're not wrong.
Come at me. Andre the Giant is the GOAT. The greatest rivalries in pro wrestling history. That's what we're going to talk about. We'll go down that path. The greatest rivalries, the greatest stories of all time.
Can we talk about the greatest finishing move sells?
Like we could, all
who,
of that.
Who sells the finishing
all
move
of
the
that. All of that.
Oh, The Rock. The Rock.
Oh, The Rock and a Stone Cold Stunner?
Oh, we're going to do that next on 101. Hang out.